South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol was ousted on Friday by the Constitutional Court, which upheld Parliament's impeachment over his imposition of martial law last year that sparked the country's worst political crisis in decades. The unanimous ruling caps months of political turmoil that have overshadowed efforts to deal with the new administration of U.S. President Donald Trump at a time of slowing growth in Asia's fourth-largest economy. A presidential election is now required to take place within 60 days, according to the Constitution, with Prime Minister Han Duck-soo to continue serving as acting president until the new president is inaugurated. The Constitutional Court's unanimous ruling has removed a major source of uncertainty, said Professor Leif Erik Easley of Ewha University in Seoul. And not a moment too soon, given how the next administration in Seoul must navigate North Korea's military threats, China's diplomatic pressure, and Trump's trade tariffs. Acting Chief Justice Moon Hyung-bae said Yoon violated his duty as president with his December 3 martial law declaration, acting beyond his constitutional powers with actions that were a serious challenge to democracy. Yoon committed a grave betrayal of the people's trust who are the sovereign members of the Democratic Republic, Moon said, adding that Yoon's declaration of martial law created chaos in all areas of society, the economy and foreign policy. Thousands of people at a rally calling for Yoon's ouster, including hundreds who had camped out overnight, erupted into wild cheers on hearing the ruling, chanting, "We won!" Supporters of Yoon who were gathered near his official residence watched the ruling on a big screen in stunned silence. The court rejected most of Yoon's argument that he declared martial law to sound the alarm over the main opposition party's abuse of its parliamentary majority, saying there were legal avenues to address disagreements. The martial law decree lacked justification and was also procedurally defective, Moon said. Mobilizing the military against parliament to disrupt its functions was a grave violation of Yoon's constitutional duty to safeguard the independence of the three branches of government, he added. The presidential flag that flew alongside the national flag at the presidential office was lowered on Friday after the ruling. At military bases and command centers around the country, portraits of Yoon will be taken down to be shredded or burned, according to law. One of Yoon's lawyers, Yoon Kop Koin, said it was a legally implausible decision by a court that conducted the trial in questionable manners. "This can only be seen as a political decision, and it's really disappointing," he told reporters. Yoon has not emerged from his official residence, where he has been holed up since his release from jail on March 8.